Virtues for Life.
Hello and welcome to Virtues for Life. This program is a conversation between Brahma Kumars and Kumaris about virtues. Virtues are the foundation of our life, and anyone who integrates a spiritual practice into their lives and cultivates virtues, values, qualities, and powers, instead of being just a consumer, they become a contributor and they add to the quality of not only their own, but everyone else's life as well. The laws of spirituality tell us that if we wish to accomplish global positive change, then the key is to change the self. And this is why meditation and spiritual practice figures very importantly in our lives. Today at Godlywood Studio, I have with me Eva Pacheco. Eva is from Spain, and Sister Eva is currently living at Om Shanti Retreat Center at Gurgaon near Delhi, and she works in the cultural center of the Spanish Embassy in New Delhi, Connaught Place, and she is also a fine artist, a painter. So how the life of an artist, a diplomat, spiritual practice and service, how all of that integrates, we'll have a look at that. So first of all, welcome to the program. Thank you for coming.
Thank you to you.
And today we're going to look at the virtue of determination. So I think you are a very determined soul, is that right?
Yes, I am. You know.
So, tell us about that.
For me, determination is something, I can say, an energy that I resonate so much. Because it is like, if you have something in mind, you can achieve it. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, what you can think, be careful with that also.
That's right.
So, as I said, determination for me is not only a virtue, I can see also as a quality, but energy.
So it's like a power.
Yeah, I can say like this also.
So tell me, in your life, you have a lot of different elements to balance, and maybe you need that energy to push things through. What do you really need to apply determination to accomplish in your life?
Patience. I need to apply patience. But also, I need to have a clear aim and objective. Mm-hmm. So for me, if I have that aim, determination is that power, is that energy, and is that force that is keeping me on that way where I want to go, what I want to achieve. No?
So let's talk about, what do you want to achieve?
I want to achieve, I can just say an answer. I mean, who am I, really? It's like, okay, I can have something as a lot of knowledge around, but as I'm living and I have that experience, okay, I can see that as much as I know, I don't know myself. So it's like a, you know, quite philosophical thing. It's like, still I don't know myself. So more and more I can go into that aim. Okay, who am really I?
So you need the energy of determination to find that out. What's in the way?
That faith also.
No, what's the obstacle?
The obstacle is an illusion, because maybe it is something that I have that belief, or I have that thought, or I have that theory, knowledge, that is giving me like an illusion or like a mask that is not giving me the right, you know, conception of who am I.
So how do you use determination to get through an illusion that you yourself have created?
Because I have that connection with the truth also. And having that connection with the truth, I know that something is there that is giving me and guiding me, and I can see.
Okay, but then you've got stuff in the way as well. You've got illusions. So what are the main illusions that you need to break through?
The main illusion is, I can say, that body conscious.
was that?
In the sense that it's giving me a lot of information regarding to something that I don't know exactly. I don't have any clue about it, and I don't have any question regarding to that truth.
No, but what's the body consciousness?
Body consciousness, we can say that this, you know, first.
No, but for you mm-hmm. know you're not a body.
Yes.
You still have body consciousness.
Yes.
You still have an illusion. You still have to work through it. What is that thing that you have to get through? What's the illusion?
The illusion is, I can say that is the ego also.
So now, this is the big thing to break, the ego.
Yes.
Okay, what does the ego look like?
The ego is something that is not giving me that truth, as I say. It's something that I cannot achieve, I cannot understand properly, and it's just blocking me. And in my awareness, going into that lightness, into that, you know, aim, knowing myself, is understanding that this is not me, okay? And whatever is around me, I can see as a game. So if I know that this is just a game, I have so many, you know, interferences that is coming, and it's the way that they need to interfere to let me know that I am not that ego.
So what are the main things that interfere with you in your practical life?
For example, living here in India, it's quite amazing because I can see a lot of cultural and traditions that, for example, I'm not used to. So what I can see is, you know, without understanding properly, maybe, I can go ahead and I can move ahead. So maybe I don't have the right codes to understand as a language, also, for example, the Hindi.
Mm-hmm. But do you speak Hindi?
No, not so much. I understand a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So do you need determination for communication?
Yes, in certain level, yes.
How would you use determination where you have a communication issue?
Because I want to express what I'm feeling from the heart. And if I'm expressing that, maybe I cannot articulate the right words, the right concept, because it is not coming, but the feeling is there. So it is not just communication with the words. Maybe I can communicate with a jest, a draw, you know, a smile face, just looking into the eyes. Maybe I, you know, it's like the way it cannot come that, but I need to say something, and this is my determination, okay? I need to express to that person that this is my way to understand, and I want to say that to that one.
Have you experienced that sometimes your determination runs out of strength and you just lose it?
Yes, sometimes it happens.
What would cause that, and how do you handle that?
It is quite difficult to handle, but you can, you know, sustain yourself. You can calm down yourself. So you need to understand that this is not the time to maybe, you know, move ahead. It is the time for you to really sit down or calm down, even if you have that aim. But you need to, okay, sit down, be quiet a little bit, and you can follow after that. Maybe you need to settle whatever is there, you need to check.
So it seems that what you're saying is determination has to be balanced with patience.
Quite a lot.
So patience is sometimes thought of as a very soft virtue and determination a very strong one or hard one, but perhaps patience, or perhaps that soft aspect is maybe soft, but it's also very strong. Patience.
Mm-hmm.
Which is more powerful, determination or patience?
It's more powerful the patient, to be patient. Because the patient is giving you the strength to be determined. Otherwise, you cannot achieve it. If you don't have that soft way, of course, you can break yourself. And if you break yourself, also you can break others or whatever. So it's not the right way, you know, to say that this is the virtue or the power.
I know that recently you were involved in putting together a very interesting program on women for the International Women's Day this year. Did you need to use determination there, or how did that pan out?
Yes, I kept a lot the aim to keep going with that program, even if I had a little bit like, okay, the team was not so clear about it. And sometimes the people, they say that we should cancel it because we could not achieve it. But in my heart it was, you know, the pure essence and the pure thought that yes, we need to do it. So it was quite interesting because it was not just working in my own determination. It was, you know, to give that energy also to the team, to work together, because I myself, I cannot do it.
So you had to also be an inspirational leader. How does determination, another side of this energy is stubbornness. You know, stubbornness is a negative one. Determination is positive. How would you, you know, distinguish when you're being stubborn and when you're being determined?
It's interesting because when you have healed yourself, I mean, when you have punish yourself and you feel the pain, and when you also feel that the energy has been broken around you, talking about the others or whatever, this is not the right. I mean, determination is not there. You break yourself, you break.
So that's really stubborn.
Yes. All the balance is not there. So obviously, it's stubborn.
So we're talking about something that is really a very finely tuned energy, where you have patience, where you don't break yourself or anyone else. Sometimes you may have to, or you may wish to achieve something which is a long-term goal. So you have to sustain your determination over a very long time. How would you bring in to bear your meditation practice to actually gear that determination to survive any kind of obstacle on the long haul?
It's like sometimes we can imagine as an image that is a long tunnel, and you know that there is an end. You know that this aim is there. When you can achieve it, you don't know yet, but this is your purpose. Maybe it can be now in the present time, or it can be later. But as I was explaining before, as soon as you're achieving something, something more is appearing, and you keep moving, no? Into that knowledge of the self. So having that amazing power that, yes, I want to be, I am, you know, you keep in that present. So you have that connection with the real time, even if you know that maybe it's moving that time also.
In your work in the Spanish cultural, the Spanish Embassy Cultural Center, do you have to use determination in that environment, your professional environment?
Quite a lot, because also with young students and young people, I am into the educational department and also in the cultural department. So we have a lot of meetings and we have a lot of, you know, debates about how to give and how to present the cultural Spanish background to the Indian background or Indian population. And we know that we have a very specific quality of audience that they are coming to us. Because maybe they want to know about the Latin American countries, they want to know the language, they want to know about the dances, music and all that. So it's a beach, I mean, quite big, because it's not only Spain, it is all the Latin American countries. So the determination from me, because in my case I really love India, I can say, I really put into that table that yes, we need to keep into that balance, that we need to have a really connection between both countries, not only present that Spanish or Latinos as a always cliche, you know, that everybody is looking for, because we need to be quite open.
So you need to use the determination to ensure that other people respect that balance that you're defining.
Yes, quite a lot.
And what kind of resistance do you get?
Because I can see that as an expat, so many expats, especially my colleagues also, we have a lot of love for the country, that's why we are here, or you are here because they send you to be here. So it's a lot of resistance. And when you have that resistance as an expat foreigner in the country, you don't like, and everything is quite noticeable. So even the language, you don't understand the background, the tradition, especially the religion, you know, the blind faith, or it's a huge information that you cannot assume.
So you have to really get through people's prejudices.
Quite a lot.
You talked about patience as something that has to work with determination. Is there another virtue that needs to work with it also?
It came to my mind, respect.
Uh-huh.
Because if you don't have that respect, actually you cannot have that patience, of course, and obviously you are not achieving that aim. Or, for example, in that case with my colleagues, if maybe they don't understand what is the background of the people we are receiving, but if you have that respect, obviously you are more open. I mean, you cannot just go with your own voice.
So how do you inspire other people to respect something that within their own selves they're prejudiced against?
Because I say to them, okay, you put in the same situation. Imagine that you are in the other side. What is about? Would you like to be treated like this, or would you like to have that kind of response? So obviously it's like, be and do what you feel that you would like to be treated or thinking about, you know. So it's the same if what the Indians are thinking about the Spanish people. For example, when the Spanish, they went to America, and Cristóbal Colón and all the paradise there. So it's the same situation. So maybe it's something there between countries. Quite interesting.
Do you think the knowledge or the philosophy of karma and how the laws of karma work to settle things between people, do you think there's a place for the power or the virtue of determination to somehow help you get through some of the, you can say, almost sufferings of karma that take place?
Yes, because you can just have the end. I mean, you can cross a lot of suffering, maybe. Understanding that karma sometimes can be a little bit that suffering.
Yes.
But if you have that clarity and that, okay, I need to be and I need to cross that situation, and you sustain yourself in that patience and in that, you know, stillness also, that respect, but not respect now for the others, respect for the self, you can, you know, be the champion. Means that you will cross all that, understanding and respecting the self with that aim also.
Do you have a story, any instance in your life where you had to really apply determination to get across something?
It was interesting because I came to India in 2002, my first trip. And I came with the Brahma Kumaris, and I came to Delhi. And when I landed in Delhi, I was feeling so much that I belong here. I didn't understand why, from where it's coming, but not belong here in the Brahma Kumaris, here, that capital, there. So I can see in my own story that thought, it gets so much into that, you know, personal story, that it came true, it came a reality after so many years, and here I am.
So what did you have to face to be able to get organized or settled or accepted to actually stay here on a permanent basis?
First, I could understand that I was, called back to Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And there I was being with also my colleagues from the Brahma Kumari. So there I could understand that it was preparing me. It was need for me to be with them because they were preparing me to be now in India.
Ah.
And I can see now how much that helped me.
Yes.
Otherwise here it is so strong that you could not handle it. I could not handle it because it's so much.
What's difficult to handle in India for someone from another country?
As I say, so amazing, big in so many concepts. You don't know properly the language and you really need to settle properly, because living with 150 people around from all India, it's a lot of backgrounds. So they are looking at you also as a foreigner, and you know that you are the foreigner, no? But the main thing is that you have the same, as I say, respect, same love. Maybe we don't understand the same language, but you keep into that, cooperation, and we can go ahead.
In your spiritual practice, I mean, I know very well, I'm also in spiritual practice. The road of spiritual practice is not just a nice, smooth curve up to the top of a mountain. There's lots of up and down. There's many obstacles. How has your determination enabled you to cross certain obstacles that might otherwise have dissuaded you from carrying on the path?
If I'm in that stillness, I can understand that I can sustain myself. So as I was mentioning before, I can just see and redirect again. Because maybe that aim or that focus is, or compass is not properly set up. So maybe understanding myself in that who am I question, first mm-hmm. question, I cannot see, or it was wrong, and I'm detecting that. Because it was a filter that before I couldn't see properly. So I need to really readjust, stop, and after that I can go ahead again, pointing another direction.
How does determination work in your practice, in your life, your art, because you are a fine arts painter, this is your background, this is what you have studied. How do you use determination in that, and how do you integrate that in all your other career activities?
Actually, I keep my paintbrushes and my canvas and all the paintings, and still I'm painting, not only in that traditional way as a painter. Also, I'm doing a lot of things with computer designing and creating new things. So it's giving me that space where I can see myself and I can be in that, soft corner.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also something that, because my father is a painter, and I have a lot of relation with my father painting and myself. So as soon as I am in that creation, creativity space, I can relate a lot of things, and a lot of things are coming up to me. So I need to really care about it, but I need to work into, I cannot let go, I need to keep doing it, and it's giving me a lot of authenticity.
Oh, this is important, yeah, because you want to know who am I, and authenticity is essential for this. So do you have to also use determination to make sure that you stay real?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'm using so many masks, ego is coming again and again, filters.
That's right. Well, I think we're coming a little close to the end of our time together. Thank you very much for being with us today in this program, Virtues for Life, and thank all of you, our viewers, for participating in this conversation, Virtues for Life. Today we have been looking at determination. I look forward to being with all of you again very soon. Om Shanti.